Graham, 0-0. Give us your thoughts on that performance and that result.
I thought first half we were exceptional. I thought we played so well and dominated. And it was a bit of a carry-on from Saturday, really, against Crawley. I thought we were actually even better tonight in the first half. And need to score when you're on top. You need to take at least one opportunity, which we didn't. And then second half, they pressed us a little bit more and got back into the game and had probably a 15-20 minute spell where they had us on the back foot. And then I thought we come strong again for the last 20-25 minutes and created opportunities again, and we just need one to go in. But I thought the way the players played tonight was great to see against a very good team.
Somebody was saying before the game that Barnsley 15 years ago, when they were in the Premier League or whenever it was, and Fleetwood would have been massively down the pyramid, so I'm guessing that it's a bit of a stark reality, but it shows you the progress that this club have made.
Yeah, exactly. Nights like this, it's what the work that's been put in over the last 10 years or so, before any of us were here, and to play against clubs like this and play well. I thought we played ever so well, and if we'd have won the game tonight, I don't think anyone could have really complained. But it shows how far this club's gone so far, but it's only so far. We want to go again because we're ambitious people throughout the club, and but we've got a lot of hard games this season. As you could see the quality they showed at the start of the second half, and you're never going to dominate any opponent at any level for 90 minutes. But I think the first half was as well as we've played without scoring.
What's your thought process now, Graham? Is it a little bit worried about the lack of goals, or is it B, I'm just pleased that we're still creating and it's going to come?
Yeah, I think if we'd drawn 0-0 tonight and had any chances, then I'd be scratching my head and looking at changing something or other. But you go through little spells where you concede more than what you'd hope, or you don't score as much as you hope, and you have to sort of see that period through. We're in a period at the moment where we're not taking our opportunities, but the general play and the defensive side of the game is excellent. That's throughout the whole team, not just the defensive units. Listen, you have to stick with these boys because I think they're good players. They're at this club for a reason. They will score goals, undoubtedly, and we just have to keep providing the ammunition and the gates will open.
And as you alluded to there, another strong defensive display as well.
Yeah, I thought we were superb. I thought the back lads did ever so well, and Maxine Goldberg, they're fully appreciative of the work that goes on in front of them to make it difficult for the opponent, and everyone buys into it. If they don't, then they're soon found out and told by the rest of the players. So it's but what we've got is so many committed players in that team working for every inch of the pitch, and they're making it difficult for the opposition, and it will come. If we'd have been sitting here with 5-6 more points than we've got now, I don't think anyone could have complained. But you have to take your opportunities.
You've been playing this formation, particularly in the midfield area, for quite a while now. But it just seems to me, watching, that they seem to have got, even at this level, stepped up the level and seem to be getting more comfortable with that formation as well. And some of the football that was played in the first half was outstanding.
Yeah, it's something we tried last season, like you say, after we had a particularly poor result. We just thought we wanted to have two up top. We wanted to be solid as well and have someone sitting in front of the back four, and we knew it'd suit the players that we had at the time, and and ultimately it was successful for us last season, and I think we've stepped up a level this year, I think, with our general play, and which we had to do because we've stepped up a level of competition, and I think everyone can see the performances from the players are fantastic at the moment. But we're creating opportunities, we're keeping clean sheets. It's just the final piece of the jigsaw, and if we get that and keep all the rest, then we'll win a lot of points this season. But we're pleased with the formation. It suits the players, and that's what it's about. We played two or three different formations last year. It was to suit the players that we wanted to play, and I think this formation suits our players.
Do you change formation to suit the players, or do you try to make the players work with the formation?
I think we did it last season. We changed it for a reason, and then we saw how successful it could be. We saw how we could change things throughout it. You know, you can play as a solid, you know, team. You can also get bodies forward, and it just works for us. And we found a system that is good for us, and I think the players enjoy it because they get on the ball, they can create, they can work hard, and they're all surrounded by teammates. And there's a lot of work put into it by the players, you know, over the last 4 or 5 months. But hopefully, you know, we're not tying ourselves down to this, because there will be occasions when we change. But this one's worked okay for us.
Just finally from me, saw Jeff Hughes before the game. He's got some minutes under his legs, apparently. What's the situation with him? How far away is he, do you think?
It's hard because he played 290 minutes in the last 10 days. Yesterday was an under-21s game, really. And sometimes it's difficult to assess a first-team player of that stature in a game like that. But we don't want to rush him because he has been out a long time, and he's had a couple of little setbacks along the way. But you know, we know once we get him up to full fitness, then he's a great addition to the squad. So we're pushing him as hard as we can. And it's down to Jeff. As soon as he gets up, you know, 100% where we are, or where the rest of the players are, then he'll be back involved.